This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And yes, live tonight, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Was I pegging there a little bit? Am I pegging? Anyway. Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry for last Friday and last Monday and all that other stuff. I'm fighting something right now. I will continue to fight it. But tonight I'm here. And tonight I come not alone to begin the first hour. Now, I've known about this gentleman for quite some time. Never talked to him. Then I ran into him at SHOT Show. First guy I ran into at SHOT Show. And we struck up a conversation. I called him and he said yes. So he has agreed to join us this evening. We are joined this evening by Alan Corwin. He is the owner of the Bloomfield Press. He has a website called gunlaws.com where if you're going to carry a gun, you need to know the rules. I like the idea. He's also a featured writer at Ammo Land and many other places. Mr. Corwin, it's very nice to have you with us for the first time.
Would be my dad, a World War II veteran who just finished his autobiography. You can think of me as Alan.
Okay. Young Alan, right? Young Alan, okay.
Oh, I don't know about young anymore. Younger than my dad, but it's amazing to have a World War II vet as a dad, I'll tell you that.
Certainly. I bet it is. I bet it is.
Still drives his red Cadillac.
Okay. We're going to look at some of the stuff that you've been writing about that is quite timely. And the latest thing that I've seen come from you is basically your, and I'm paraphrasing, you think we need more gooder gun laws if we're going to have any at all?
I did that a little bit tongue-in-cheek to attract attention, yeah. The other side is saying we need more gun laws. Well, I think we need more gun laws, too. Let's stir the pot. Let's get some more gun laws that work on our side of the fence to improve America. Let's start teaching gun marksmanship in the schools. We need some laws.
You specifically addressed the gun-free zone, which that's coming under a lot of fire, rightfully so. It's the gun-free zone isn't. So what are your thoughts regarding the mythical 1,000-foot ban all around that force field that doesn't exist?
Well, there's two things here that you're talking about, Bill. The make-believe gun-free zones that exist all over America, pretend gun-free zones, is one issue. And the gun-free school zones law passed by Bill Clinton in 1992, a totally feel-good, do-nothing law. Most of the cities in America are basically gun-free zones because of this magical 1,000-foot no guns allowed zone around schools. Bill Clinton enacted this. The left went crazy and said, hooray for our side. And the law does nothing except criminalize decent people who have firearms, who travel with them in their cars. And we can see that the media keeps promoting the fact that it doesn't do anything. And maniac, psycho kids go into schools and murder people. And the gun-free zone does nothing but keep honest people away. So the gun-free school zones law, we need a law to repeal that. We need to repeal the make-believe gun-free school zones law that Bill Clinton got enacted that hurts America. We also need a law to do the other thing, which is to make people liable if they enact their own little pretend gun-free zone by putting up a sign that basically says, in this building, you're protected by this sign. Now, it's a private property issue, Bill. If you own a shoe store, you should be able to put up a sign that says, we don't want your kind in here.
Right.
Because it's the denial of civil rights, which I'm sort of against, but they should be able to do that, but they should be liable for any harm they cause. So we need a law that says, go ahead and make your stupid, ridiculous, bottom-feeding maggot of a sign, and I'm a moderate, and they can do that. And then people come and go anyway, with or without their guns, criminals or otherwise. And if you go in without your firearm and you're harmed in their make-believe gun-free zone, they should be liable because we know that gun-free zones are dangerous, reckless, and negligent. And we've seen it time and time again. And it's time to hold these people accountable. And hopefully they'll start to recognize that this is not a good idea to put up a sign to ban decent people from exercising their civil and human rights.
Now, I'm looking at your map that you've got on gunlaws.com of Cleveland. And my question is, are all of these dots on here, is this the epicenter of the gun-free zone? Or does that include the 1,000-foot perimeter that it establishes magically?
Yeah, you're referring to the map of Cleveland that went out in my Page 9 newsletter that I send out for free. That map shows the 1,000-foot radius of there's a school in the middle of the dot. Of course, it's a small map because it has to fit on a screen. The 1,000-foot radius, and they overlap, as you can see, so you can barely see Cleveland through all the circles. And that's where you're technically not allowed to go with a firearm. And we have similar maps for San Francisco, Phoenix. We did 3 or 4 or 5. It was expensive to do, but we mapped out all the schools, and you basically can't move in Cleveland with a legally owned firearm because of this hopelessly stupid Bill Clinton law. His wife isn't the only stupid one in the family.
Right.
Bill got that passed. And it hasn't done really anything for our safety, but it has infringed on every American in the country.
Now, on this map of Cleveland, is some of that area residential? Aren't they sort of annexing property they have no business annexing?
That's true, and that's very perceptive. But the law did include an exemption for firearms on private property.
Oh.
So if your home is within 1,000 feet of a school, you're okay while you're in your home. But as soon as you drive out your driveway or step out of your home, you're in felony violation of federal law if you have a firearm with you. We did a calculation here in Phoenix. I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona, right next to Phoenix.
Right.
If you drive from Apache Junction, which is a bedroom community outside of Phoenix, if you drive from there and commute to Phoenix and then back, you commit 22 federal felonies every day on your commute to and from work, but nobody's harmed, there's no victim, nothing really wrong goes on. You just violate this federal law that says you can't have a gun within 1,000 feet of a school, and have a nice day.
You know, the part about that, we're coming up on the first break, but the part about that, if law enforcement actually tried to enforce that, wouldn't they have to pull over everybody driving around all day, every day? I mean, when would they actually go after criminals?
Oh, you noticed that, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
What state are you in, Bill?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Well, you know what they say about your state.
Yeah.
Everybody has a gun except for a few crackpots.
Well, we'll have to talk about my state another time.
Okay,
I'm sure we'll do that in the course of the hour.
And the state authorities have no authority to do that. You need federal police to enforce that federal law, and there aren't any. So the law is nuts from the get-go.
Coming up on the first break, my guest is Alan Corwin. He's got he's got one book out called After You Shoot, Your Gun's Hot, The Perp's Not, Now What?
And
this
is one of 14 books I've read.
Yes. I'm going to try to get them all out there over the course of time. You can find all of these on Amazon. And the Arizona Gun Owner's Guide, 25th edition. Gun Laws of America, 6th edition. And we'll get to some more when we get back. My guest is Alan Corwin. This is Lock and Load.
Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock, everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from gunlaws.com, Bloomfield Press, where you can find... this says it's your newest book, Bomb Jokes at Airports and 186 Other Things You'd Better Not Say.
I think you've got an older bio for me there, Bill.
This is a website. I'm at the website. I'm at the website. So,
well, dang, I've got to update my website. I'm up to 15 books, the 27th edition of the Arizona Gun Owner's Guide. I can't even keep up with all my work. I'm so swamped. with interview requests and books and the left attacking us. One guy goes psycho crazy, and all of a sudden they're attacking the NRA. It doesn't even make sense.
No, it doesn't. One book that I see that a lot of people should get is The Traveler's Guide to Firearm Laws in the 50 States. Ask Shanine Allen if she should have had that one.
I know Shanine. She's a good gal.
She should have had that book.
Her lawyer, Evan Knappen, did a good job defending her, but the crazy state of New Jersey attacked her for doing nothing but driving home after a stint in a hospital. She's a medical worker, and it was 1 a.m, and all she did was volunteer information like she thought she was supposed to do. And here's an interesting one for you, Bill. We have a problem with that here in Arizona. We passed a law prohibiting the police from requiring you to volunteer that you have a gun. Now, most people in Arizona have a firearm, and many of them keep it in the car. If you get pulled over for something, you're not required to say, oh, by the way, officer, I have a gun. And red meat, which we know is dangerous, and salt, which we know is dangerous, you don't have to tell a police officer what you possess. That's the law. And we traded them that if they ask you if you have a gun, you must respond honestly. If you lie, it's a misdemeanor. So you don't have to tell them. Well, we have one bogus legislator, a guy named Reginald Bowling, who changed the driver's manual to say if you have a gun, you should tell the police officer. Now, he's changing the law by changing the driver's manual. He's a way wacky left-wing guy. And he didn't like the idea that you could be armed and not inform the police. The problem is there's case after case of an honest person volunteering that information like Shanine Allen did. And the next thing you know, you're in jail or the police pull out their guns and go, you have a gun? Oh, my God, bang. And the police officer doesn't go to jail for what amounts to a negligent homicide. You should never volunteer that information if it's not required. And there's another law we need. If your state requires you to volunteer that you're armed, that needs to be repealed. It serves no purpose. Your gun is safest if it's in the glove box or holstered discreetly. And if you're pulled over because you changed lanes without signaling or you're driving a little too fast, you get your ticket, you take your medicine, and it's none of the police officer's business. Many of them don't know how to handle a gun that's cocked, decocked, unlocked. They don't know what they're doing, and there's no reason to go handle a gun out in public. I've seen police officers remove a magazine, leave a round in the chamber, point the gun at a person and say, is this loaded? You don't need that.
Well,
disagree?
I do not disagree at all.
There was a little silence there.
No. Listen, one time I got pulled over here in South Carolina, and what happened was I got pulled over, and when they pulled me over, they were listening to my podcast in the car. And they didn't know. I didn't get out there and say, do you know who I am? I just said, okay. And when they came up to me, I said, okay, officer, listen, just so you know, I have a concealed carry permit on me, and I know that it doesn't require it, but just so you'll feel good, I'm willing to let you hang on to that. So I let them have the gun. And they went there, and they both had watched a webcast I'd done showing that gun. So they come up there, and they tell me, I saw this on the Internet. I said, yeah, I was the one that was doing it. So then I'm sitting there, and four more cops with their lights flashing come driving up. And then while they're writing my ticket, I'm posing for pictures in front of the car as they're writing the ticket. So at least with my experience with law enforcement around here has been even and balanced.
So let me ask you this.
Sure.
How well did they handle your gun? What kind of gun?
It was a Kimber 1911. I don't know how well they handled it.
You didn't watch carefully to see where the muzzle went?
Well, I made sure it wasn't pointed at me. Whenever I hand somebody a gun, even my shooting partner, and he does the same thing with me, thankfully, the only thing we watch is where the muzzle's going.
And so they took the gun, you handed it to them butt first?
Yes.
With the muzzle pointed where?
I didn't even. I got out and put my hands on the side of the car and said, it's right here on my 3 o'clock position. Please take it out now.
So they took it out?
Yeah.
unsnap the holster?
It was a open top inside a waistband Galco.
Okay, so they had to handle you a little bit.
Eh, not much.
And then you're supposed to go, ooh, oh, ooh, I like that. Make you feel nervous. You can do that with TSA agents, too. You request the pat-down, and you ooh and ah and ogle, and if you get a woman, it's especially interesting. So they take the gun out, 1911, cocked and locked.
Yep.
So that, to me, is a little dangerous, because one of the safety rules is use but never rely on the safety. So that gun's ready to go off and a mechanical failure, and you got yourself a situation, right?
I saw the index finger referenced on the side of the frame of the gun. I didn't see it going to the trigger. They held it muzzle down the whole time, and when they came and asked me about it, it was muzzle down again, which that took a little bit of work because they were holding it up to my window, and I was in a Ford Expedition.
Right.
I used to drive that during the Obama administration just out of spite for the green energy people.
So you see what I'm saying.
Now, I do.
Some police who knew what they were doing. But you can imagine they handle a muzzle a little bit sloppy, or they put the finger on the trigger because the trigger is a finger magnet. And you've seen that happen at the range, I'm sure. And sometimes they take the gun, they unload it, they take the rounds out of the magazine, and they hand it back to you all dissembled, sort of, and they say, don't load it till we're out of here. I get that
story all the time. They did clear it. They did unload it and clear it and hand it back to me.
Okay. So you got off easy, and the gun didn't go off, and the cop didn't shoot himself in the foot, and they knew it was you. They took pictures with you, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, yeah.
You were a lucky guy.
Well, I don't. They were just, I thought they were, they'd been on the job long enough to know what they were doing. That's not always going to be the case.
And I've heard that the rookies are not as good as the cops who are on longer. And you can get a police officer who doesn't like guns just like some people in the public don't. And you were lucky. You're in South Carolina. It's a good state. If you were in, I don't know, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Maryland, California,
that's a bad
it might not have gone as well.
Yeah. Coming up on the next break, this was our short segment. We got the long segment coming up because I got a couple of questions. I want to ask you about some stuff that came out of your article about SHOT Show.
Okay.
Simply because I, if you're thinking the way I'm thinking, then I'm going to feel all kinds of vindicated. Yeah. Alan Corrin is my guest. His website is gunlaws.com, where you can find more than 300 books, videos, and more in plain English and word for word. It's right there. It's a resource waiting for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
From the AR 500 radio studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from gunlaws.com, ammoland.com, author of who knows how many books. His name is Alan Corwin. And by the way, Alan, I too saw Gort at SHOT Show.
Gort?
You make a reference to Gort, the armor. Which I presume you got that from The Day the Earth Stood Still?
Yep. So you know what that is. I'm a science fiction fan, of course.
Klaatu Barada Necto?
Hey, there we go.
Okay. My impression is that you are not that impressed with Hudson's H.R. 38.
H.R. 38, you're talking about the National Reciprocity Bill, National Carry.
Yes, sir.
It's a good idea. It's got a lot of people jazzed. I follow these laws, and if you want to know what's really going on, that's what I do with my Page 9 newsletter. You can sign up at gunlaws.com. The problem with H.R. 38, it's about 9 pages long, and there's a bunch of stuff in there that's not really good. The worst part, in my opinion, it makes it federally official to have a gun-free zone. And most people missed it. I read these bills because many of my books translate or describe the gun laws into plain English. There's a section in there that says the National Carry Bill does not override a local, state, or private gun-free zone. So the gun-free zones will now say this is a federally authorized gun-free zone instead of saying, according to South Carolina Law 109, it'll say federal law. It makes gun-free zones official. And gun-free zones, as we said in the earlier part of your show, are dangerous, reckless, negligent. People should be liable for any harm they cause, and they're not. So on that basis, I think it's a bad idea. Now, the Senate has a bill.
I was going to ask you, is that the Cornyn bill? Is this the Cornyn's bill? Because I know he put one forward in 2013.
I think it is. Senate Bill 446,
yep,
which is only a page long, and it says all the states have to recognize the permits of all the other states or the constitutional carry of the other states, and I believe there's 11. That's also posted at gunlaws.com. If your state has constitutional carry, I've listed it, including when you got it. Constitutional carry means if you have your property with you, it's not a crime. What a concept.
Well, it works with umbrellas anyway, right?
Yeah, I have a way with words, and it ticks off the left, and the right goes, yeah, what he said. Cornyn's bill just takes away any crime from carrying a firearm. In fact, I started writing something the other day. Why is it illegal to have a concealed firearm? What's actually the crime? What's wrong with that? Who's the victim if you, Bill, or me, Alan, or Tony Baloney has a gun? Who's harmed? Who's the victim? And the answer is nobody. There's nobody harmed if you exercise your constitutional right and have your private property with you. The only thing wrong is that people who are afraid of their shadow are afraid they might be hurt, but they're not going to be hurt by the 100 million gun owners in America. They're going to be hurt by the criminals. And the criminals, it's already illegal for them to have a gun, whether they carry it discreetly or concealed or openly or steal it or buy it. Whatever they do, the criminals can't have a gun. End of story. So all these laws are just bad business. They shouldn't be. And it's our goal to fix that, and it's an uphill battle because the media is hoplophobic. They have a morbid fear of guns, and they're against us, and they don't respect American values, and they lie and deceive. I know the president's been calling it fake news, and there is some of that, but it's more like phony news. They deceive and they misdirect, and they lead you to believe things that aren't so, which is different than just making up facts that aren't true. So we suffer from fake news and phony news. They're different, and it's horrifying what America's becoming because of it.
Do you remember the journalist when that revelation came out?
Refresh my memory. I don't know what you're referring to.
This was the computer-driven coordination of talking points amongst quote-unquote journalists on the left, so that whoever sounded, you know, whoever was saying that this was this way in Spokane sounded the same as somebody in Miami if they were coming out with the talking points. And I, with most of the talking points in gun control, I hear that unless they try to get off on the technical side, and then they become stand-up comedians. So, but most of the time, their talking points are a bunch of conflation of data, like saying there's 33,000 victims of gun violence per year, which we know the breakdown on that.
You know, I have noticed that they all talk the same, and they do coordinate, but both sides coordinate. I don't know that I can fault them for that. There was a paper, Dr. Brown put out a paper on how to talk about gun control, and they said, stop talking about gun control, start talking about gun safety, and don't argue with the gun owners about technical details, because they'll get it right, but they don't count. And look, the left are a bunch of socialist, irrational, American-hating people. And if you try and debate them on numbers and statistics, you get nowhere. They have numbers. We have numbers. It only leads to yelling. Your rights should be supported on logical, moral, religious, historical, legal, logical, rational grounds, not on we have 100 of these and you have 107 of those, or we have 2,000 of these and you have 1,000 of those. That doesn't get you anywhere, in my opinion. Some people are swayed by numbers, but I don't think that's the right way to debate this. If it saves one life,
yeah,
that's what they say. And
they can't ever prove that, though. They can't ever prove that. Let me ask you this, for SHOT Show, right? For right. SHOT Show, somebody like you, somebody like me to a certain extent, we go to SHOT Show. Does it amaze you how many of these gun manufacturers don't want to be political? They think if they can ignore politics, they somehow or other they're never going to have to get involved in it. And you make the point that SHOT Show does a lot of stuff about gear, nothing about rights.
Well, let me let your listeners know what we're talking about. The SHOT Show stands for the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade, S-H-O-T, SHOT Show. It's one of the biggest trade shows in America because the firearms industry is one of the biggest industries in America. And we go each year, and it's gigantic, 13 miles of aisles. And Nikon is there with a booth that's two stories high. And other groups have things like that. Colt used to fly a blimp inside the SHOT Show and drop literature from it. Now, we go there to meet each other, as Bill and I did, hang out in the press office where they have the best coffee I get all year long. And the manufacturers are there to sell. That's really what they're there for. They want retailers to come from all over the country, which they do, to see the new merchandise, the old merchandise, to write a contract for 12 shotguns a month for the entire year at a special price. And they're not there to debate whether it's okay to own a shotgun. That happens at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, which the Second Amendment Foundation holds. It's in Chicago this year in September. You want to do something good, go to the Gun Rights Policy Conference, and it's free, and they feed you, and they give you books, and you meet all the top brass in the rights movement. Or go to the NRA show.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're about to hit the music on the other side. This is going real quick, quicker than I wanted it to go. We'll be right back. My guest is Alan Corwin, gunlaws.com. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This has been a really quick hour. Quicker than I intended. My guest from gunlaws.com is Alan Corwin. He's also a featured writer. Featured writer at Ammoland as well. Where else is your stuff is everywhere, isn't it?
Well, I write for townhall.com, the Daily Caller. I write for American Handgunner magazine, great magazine, Concealed Carry magazine from the USCCA. Hey, if you got a checkbook and a bank guarantee card, I'm not real fussy. I've been writing full-time since 1984. Geez, I'm getting older.
Well, you know,
watch out.
That's so much better than the alternative, though, Alan.
Yeah, I'll go along with you there.
Yeah.
My 15th book, I helped my dad. I mentioned he's a World War II veteran. He wrote his autobiography and finished it at 97 years old. Carried a camera through World War II, and he has stories to tell. He built a business. He went through the war. He lived through the Depression. And he wrote about his family to document it for history. He's got pictures going back to the 1900s. And just came out. We had a party for him on Thursday and sold books to, gave books away, actually took donations for the USO at the independent living place he's living at here in Arizona. And I mentioned it in my last e-blast, my page 9 newsletter, and a few people wanted a copy. They're history buffs, and there aren't a lot of World War II vets left. He had top secret clearance and helped to train our guys in radar. It was so new, you weren't allowed to use the word radar publicly. It was top secret stuff. Amazing stuff.
Let's get into some of your amazing stuff if we can, because you make reference to the Gun Free Zone Liability Act, which do you think this Parkland shooting is going to really, is this going to put a stake in the heart of the Gun Free Zone finally?
Well, you know, that's a can-I-predict-the-future type question.
Sure.
CNN and those guys ask that all the time, and then idiots answer it like, yeah, I know what's going to happen. Parkland was one more of these psychotic kids on psychoactive drugs acting out. I think what's being missed in all of this, Bill, Big Pharma is putting marginal kids on drugs that make them crazy. And the media industry, if you turn on the TV at night and switch through the channels, you see people shooting each other and massive slaughter constantly. I mean, constantly. I flip through the channels and you see murder as if it doesn't matter. They make killing look fun. There's no moral fabric anymore. There's no fear of heaven and hell. And kids think it's okay to shoot up your school. And murder doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. When we grew up, the AR came out in 1964, Colt AR, and nobody took it and went into anywhere to shoot people you don't know. Where did they get that idea? I didn't even have such an idea. We had a high school shooting club. They're in my yearbook. And it wasn't until decades later that this idea took hold. And where did they get the idea? They got it from TV. They got it from the media. JPFO, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, based in Bellevue now, has a program called Don't Inspire Evil. And the bottom line there is refrain from the gratuitous or repetitive portrayal of mass murderers and their names. But you see the pictures of these mass murderers constantly, 100 times a day, on what they call news channels. That's not news. That's sensationalism. And it has no place on TV.
Do you think when they get out there and try to X the name out, where they say, well, we're not going to give, even though they're, you know, they're going to play this up for a month, we're not going to give the shooter his wanted publicity. Does that make it easier for them to focus in on the gun, like the gun was the perpetrator?
That's exactly what they're doing, and they got you, man, because you just said the shooter. You mean the murderer? You should never say the shooter. Being a shooter and going shooting is good. There's all kinds of people who participate in the shooting sports. They never say the murderer, the murders, the mass murders. They always say the mass shootings. Pick up any newspaper. It talks about shooting this and shooting that, and it doesn't talk about murder and killer and spree killing and spree murder. If they did, the emphasis would be on murder, which is horrible, no justification. You're charged with murder or homicide. You're not charged with shooting. I go shooting all the time. The National Shooting Sports Foundation has a program coming up called Let's Go Shooting. The media has compromised that word and has inculcated kids with the idea that it's okay to go into your school and wreak havoc. And there's nothing on the other side of that fence, just constant drubbing with this brainwashing of psychotic murder is okay and no repercussion, no ramification. Kill yourself when it's all over, and life will be fine. They're just not getting the message that we grew up with about morality, decency, social fabric. It's gone, and look what we get. And then the video game makers will tell you, well, it has no effect. And then look at the effect. You should never say shooter. You should always say murderer.
That's just my cleaned-up version. You ought to hear what I call these guys when I'm not on the air.
Yeah, well...
But I'm on the air. You're right. You're absolutely right.
I thought you had free speech, even on the air. I got one article from this columnist. He says shooter 13 times in the article and doesn't say murder once.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm saying would violate my FCC. My FCC thing, so right. mine is quite extreme.
But I think I know what the frick you're talking about.
But I'm going to go your way, though. I like your way much better.
Family friendly. I just did an editorial like that for Daily Caller. They ran the front page, and I did one for JPFO, and that's going to be in their Sentinel newsletter. You want to join a group that makes the others look like moderates? You join jpfo.org. They are really round things to the wall. In fact, I can say balls to the wall. They are really, really no holds barred. And they don't have to because they're not pushing legislation. They don't have that kind of power. They can speak truth to power and say what's really going on, and they do. You should see some of the cartoons in their newsletter, the kind of stuff you don't see elsewhere.
Yeah. You point out in the Gun Free Zone Liability Act article,
which is a bill that you can pick up and show your legislatures.
Right. After the 9/11 attacks, we decided to arm pilots, which I would think, you know, I've read all kinds of stories about pilots have to make these emergency landings. They got a lot of things going on. They got a lot of thought processes and everything. And if there's anybody that has to multitask, it would be a pilot. And yet it's okay to arm them. But in a lot of cases, for the left, it seems like arming a teacher is a bridge too far.
Well, you know, we decided to arm the pilots. It took a couple of years to do it, and Democrats stood in the way of arming the pilots. The planes are going to go down. They'll shoot the passengers. None of that happened. It was all nonsense. We armed the pilots, and no more hijackings. Now, who's standing in the way of arming the teachers? The Democrats. And it's the same thing. Every state that got permit laws, we heard about
blood in the streets.
Blood in the streets. What do they call that?
Wild West?
The BITS problem. Blood in the streets. The BITS problem. Wild West. Dodge City. Never happened. Every state, they brought it up. The media was complicit, kept saying it. We're going to have blood in the streets. We never did. All 50 states got it. And now they're saying blood in the streets if we arm the teachers, and blood in the streets if we get more permits, and blood in the streets if we get constitutional carry. It never happens. It is irrational, and you can't reach these people with this. They're immune to logic and rational.
Well, that's fear, though. That's a hoplophobia, isn't it?
But that is hoplophobia on a plate, and the medical establishment won't recognize it. They won't recognize hoplophobia, and there it is in front of your face.
We need to get some DRGO like Dr. Young to show up.
And responsible gun ownership.
Yeah, get them out there and let them just make that diagnosis and make a decision as to whether hoplophobia is real or not. Believe it or not.
When you see these people, you have to say, you know, I think maybe you need treatment.
Yeah.
And then watch them go into denial.
The hour is up, Alan. We're going to have to do this again.
We will, Bill. And you're doing a good job. Keep it up. Keep the public informed. There's a couple of guys who drove off the road when they heard some of this, but we need that.
There you go. I'll be in touch. I got a really good question for you, and I'm going to call you with that tomorrow, but we'll set up the next one. Alan Corwin, gunlaws.com. Thank you very much for joining me, sir.
And thank you, Bill. Have a great day. Stay safe.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my boss wanted to talk to all the wisdom.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.